Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims, by God's grace, of course. And if you remember last program, we talked about the story of Adam in Islam, and hopefully we can use what they have as a stepping stone to the gospel to help them understand the full story and what exactly happened with Adam. In Surah 20, verse 121, we know that Adam disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden tree, and Satan deceived him. And the Quran described what happened in Surah 2, verse 36. Then did Satan make them slip from the garden and get them out of the state of felicity in which they had been? God said, "Get ye down, all ye people, with enmity between yourselves, on earth will be your dwelling place." Okay, so we are now trying to help Muslims understand and see that Adam and Eve, even according to the Quran and according to Islamic theology, were created in heaven itself, enjoyed peace and felicity, until they disobeyed God and were cast out of heaven. Note that the Surah 2, verse 36, the form used in Arabic is in the imperative. Ihbitu. Ihbitu is an Arabic word which means get ye down. Descend, crash down. Now, I done a little research, and I discovered that the widely acclaimed Muslim scholar and commentator of the Quran, Pickthall, is very well known all over the Muslim world because he commented in the Quran. Pickthall says, here the command is in the plural as addressed to Adam's race. Wow. Addressed to Adam's race? Yes. Let me give you further evidence that Adam disobedient actually impacted the whole human race. Abdullah Yusuf Ali, which again his commentary on the Quran and translation of the Quran is almost in every mosque in the world. Abdullah Yusuf Ali explained the phrase, "Get ye down, all ye people," which I just mentioned to you in Surah 2, verse 36. In his popular translation and commentary of the Quran, he said, Allah's decree is the result of man's action. Note the transition in Arabic from the singular number in Surah 2, verse 33, to the dual in Surah 2, verse 35, and the plural here, which I have indicated in English, by all ye people. Evidently, Adam is the type of all mankind. Did you hear me? Abdullah Yusuf Ali said, Adam is the type of all mankind. The Quran teaches, my Muslim friend, the fall of Adam and implicates the whole human race in this fall. In Surah 2, verse 38, we read that the same command given to Adam and Eve was given to their offspring. Get ye down all from here. In Arabic, jami'an. Jami'an mean many, many people. Not only both of you. Note, the Arabic word jami'an is taken to mean a host, congregation, all together. Therefore, my Muslim friend, God's command to depart from the garden was intended not only for Adam and Eve, but also for all their descendants. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. So this verse points to the fact that mankind as a whole was affected by the disobedience of Adam and Eve. The hadith confirm this truth. The hadith is what Muhammad said and what Muhammad did. His followers recorded it in volumes called hadith. And in my book, I quoted and I put references to the most reliable and acknowledged hadith. Adam was the first human created, my Muslim friend. He is the father of all humankind. We all originate from him. His disobedience affected all the members of his family. It is from this point of origin that mankind has had to face its ultimate problem, the result of Adam's fall into sin. And now we will talk about the results of the fall of Adam. Now, according to the gospel, when God created man, his purpose was that man might enjoy constant and beautiful fellowship with him. God's intention for man was being fulfilled while Adam walked in fellowship with him. And of course, we will talk more about what the Bible said about Adam and how God resolved the problem of the consequences of Adam's fall into sin. Because Adam disobeyed God, Adam's relationship with God was broken as a result of sin. The prophet Isaiah declared, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God." This is a serious thing, my Muslim friend. Sin is a serious thing. Sin separates us from God, as it did with Adam. Adam's sin and our sin caused the separation between mankind and the holy God. This is not something you can take lightly and it just can be forgiven by doing a few good things. No, Adam was created morally pure. When he disobeyed God, he lost the ability to be completely moral, which is known as the fall, because Adam chose to rebel. God placed a certain tree in the middle of the garden as a symbol of his authority over man. Adam was granted the freedom to choose. And we will complete this point next program because I want us to pray, which is the most important thing we can do in our lives and our ministry, is to pray. Why? Simply because without God, we can do nothing, even if we have all the knowledge and all the right information. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we realize, God, that without your Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. And we come before you trusting in you, God, that you will equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, and you will enable us, God, to help multitudes of Muslims. Yes, we have big faith and big prayers, God, because you are awesome, God, and you can do abundantly above, exceedingly above what we ask for. We ask you, God, to use us, use me, use my audience to help multitudes of Muslims, millions and millions, spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. My Muslim friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Now, I have to tell you, before I finish my program, I just baptized a Muslim person that I led to Christ a few months ago. Of course, he's still a baby, so please pray for him. And to contact me if I can help you in any way to reach out effectively to your Muslim friends. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.